An economist predicts the state's recent gas tax increase of 19 cents per gallon will impact how much we drive. Maybe not in the short term, but likely over the next few years. Mike Seaborg is an economics professor at Illinois Wesleyan University. He says that could change how we pay for our roads and bridges in the future and how we address climate change. Seaborg tells WGLT's Eric Stock he, too, was among the many lined up at the gas station last week, hours before the tax went into effect, hoping to save a few bucks.
Just as aggravated, I think, as a lot of others were with the increase in the prices.
Now, the price of gas statewide only went up about 5 cents in the first day, according to Gas Buddy, and it's trickled upward since then. Does that mean that station owners are absorbing the cost temporarily, or are they just looking to gradually do it to avoid that sticker shock?
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things that affect gas prices from day to day. But for sure, the gas tax is permanent. And at least in the short run, I would expect that to make its way into prices that consumers pay.
How close before the entire 19 cents is passed on to the consumer?
Oh, not long. No. It's a fairly inelastic, what we'd call an inelastic demand relationship. And so that means that the incidence of these kinds of taxes almost always are borne by consumers.
At what point does price fluctuations impact driving habits, whether people drive out of town for the holiday and those types of decisions that people make with their daily lives?
I don't think it's so much the short-term fluctuations, but I think it's if an increase in gas prices is permanent and is sustained for several years, then habits are certainly affected. We saw this back in the 1970s, for instance, and with gas prices going up because of conflicts in the Middle East, mostly, and those were fairly long-term increases in price, and consumers made adjustments. We started buying smaller, fuel-efficient cars. The Japanese really benefited from this because they made a lot of those cars and were able to export them to the United States. So the adjustment, if the price increase is sustained, then we can expect adjustments. I think as consumers, we're used to short-run fluctuations in gas prices, and we don't make adjustments that much in the short run.
Well, if you look over the last 10 years, those fluctuations have continued. Gas is cheaper than it has been at times in the past, yeah. But that could be short-lived.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. We could see increases in gas prices, and then I would expect some adjustments. The other thing that's happening at the same time that gas taxes are going up, pushing up gas prices, is that registration fees are going up, and that's kind of an overlooked aspect of all of this.
Because it's a one time, once a year.
It's one time every year, and so if you own two vehicles, then the registration fee on both of those will go up by $50. And so that's roughly a $100 increase in fees, which is a tax, right there. And that'll be roughly equivalent to what you're paying in increased gas taxes. And so the fees sort of double the impact.
That increase would seem harder to avoid unless you're going to trade a vehicle in, get rid of it, sell it, whatever. Maybe not a lot of people are going to do that. They're just going to have to eat it, right?
But some may. And
over the $50 increase?
If you have two cars, let's say, and you're on a low mm-hmm. income, a budget income, I think most drivers in Illinois would drive roughly 12,000 some odd miles per year. Okay, and that would put you into about $100 increase in gas taxes. If you have two vehicles, then you're paying $200 additional dollars in gas taxes, and $100 additional dollars in registration fees, for a total of $300. So that would take quite a hit on a lower income family.
Sure. When you combine those two things.
Yeah, and so it might pay that family then to get rid of the gas guzzler, and to hang on to the more fuel efficient car and to try to make do.
So because of those considerations, is it plausible to suggest that the increase in the gas tax and the registrations could lead to significant changes in driving habits to the extent that this tax does not generate all the revenue that it is projected and the state is counting on for infrastructure.
Yeah, it could lead to some changes, I think, at the margin, as people who are deliberating on whether to keep that second car are facing the different additional expenses. They get rid of the second car, or maybe shorten your trips a little bit to save on expenses. So there will be some adjustments over time. This is a permanent change in the cost of gasoline, and so we would expect some adjustments at the margin. It also puts the puts the state of Illinois in sort of the unenviable position of having among the highest gas taxes in the United States. I think we rank maybe third right now, third highest. But if cities follow suit and increase like Bloomington has, and increase their gas taxes, then that would probably move us up into the number one or number two position nationally of highest gas taxes.
That was Illinois Wesleyan University economics professor Mike Seaborg with WGLT's Eric Stock. This is Sound Ideas.